Working memory is an active part of memory where information you are consciously aware of is actively worked on and thought about in a variety of ways. Information from sensory memory is processed in working memory. Information is extracted from long-term memory and used and manipulated in working memory. The central executive division of the working memory drives the whole system. It's the boss. It allocates data to the slave systems, the phonological loop and the visuospatial sketchpad. Your central executive is responsible for problem solving. It manipulates, integrates, and processes or works on information from the slave systems. E.g., by reading out aloud and identifying the word, that's a visual component, and then stating it out aloud, the sound. It's largely responsible for our level of consciousness. That is, planning a course of actions, problem solving, e.g., the phone rings while you're driving along the freeway. Do we answer it and risk a crash or a fine? Or do we just keep driving and pull over at the next exit? Your central executive is responsible for making or doing mental arithmetic. It controls and changes our attention. Thus, it guides our consciousness, that is, mental processes. It filters and suppresses irrelevant information from our attention so we can focus on the task at hand. It's also responsible for our inhibition, that is, suppressing or filtering, that is, holding back irrelevant information from our conscious thinking. So not thinking about what we'll have for dinner when we should be listening to an important part of a psych lecture so we can focus on the key aspects of that talk. The central executive binds information from a number of sources into coherent episodes. It controls the flow of information from our subsystems of our working memory and our long-term memory. E.g., obtains visual images via the visuospatial sketchpad, or a mental calculation, or instructing the episodic buffer to store information in the long-term memory, or alternatively, instructing the episodic buffer to access a formula from long-term memory for application of a problem in class. The central executive communicates with long-term memory in terms of retrieving information via the episodic buffer. E.g., we want to calculate our exam score as a percentage. We got 72 out of 90, so we need to apply a shortcut rule for working out our percentage score. The central executive is involved in cognitive processes rather than perceptual processes, which is what the subsystems do. And importantly, the central executive can only perform one task at a time, but it is responsible for task switching.